Janet Naylor and Joan Erb sport matching face masks as they head out to deliver a meal to Peter Grimes at his home in Bethlehem. It's their first stop of the day.
Hello, Mr. Grimes.
The 78-year-old twins have been volunteering their time for 15 years, and they kept it up, even in a pandemic. Here's Janet.
We did it a couple weeks, and then we got nervous because our kids were bugging us. Don't do this. So then we were off for a couple of weeks, and then we thought, oh, you know what? It's pretty safe. So we started back again, and then we got COVID. Not from here, from the bowling alley. Yeah, we got yeah.
And that was Joan jumping in. They love visiting with clients, but Joan says social interaction is tricky because of the coronavirus.
They're a little wary, too, some of the clients.
Yeah.
They do. There's a lady, she puts her mask on every time I come in.
Yeah.
And she was always real friendly. Most of them, and you don't get close to them. Most of them are either sitting off, like he's usually in his chair, and another man I go to, he's always over, they don't come close.
Vicki Coyle is CEO of Meals on Wheels of the Greater Lehigh Valley. She says volunteers are trained to work around clients' preferences for social distancing.
We do ask clients if they're not comfortable, they should put a chair or box outside their door so we can put the meal on. We do tell them, though, if they do that, we need to see them because really one of the most valuable parts of our service is a wellness check. And so we want to be able to wave to somebody through a window or a door to make sure they're okay.
She says they lost a few hundred volunteers at the start of the pandemic, too. But newcomers stepped up.
We put out a couple requests, mainly through Facebook, and people shared it and shared it again and again, and we had an incredible response. So I have to say, our volunteers are amazing. Without them, we couldn't have done this work.
There are over 1,500 volunteers who make deliveries. Even before COVID, the organization was expanding to meet high demand in the region. Coyle says a recent $1.5 million donation from philanthropist Mackenzie Scott will be a big help.
It is a lot. It's definitely like hitting the nonprofit lottery, no question about it. So our budget's about $3.5 million. So it's a little less than half of our annual budget.
Coyle is now putting together her recommendations for how to use the funds. She says some of it will help renovate a new cooking facility in Allentown.
Our kitchen here is pretty small, and the layout isn't really conducive to safe and productive cooking. It's a little chopped up. So the new kitchen is going to be a lot bigger.
And Coyle has aspirations to increase outreach to connect with more Lehigh Valley residents who could benefit from Meals on Wheels. Right now, they reach nearly 2,000 clients. Back at Peter Grimes' house, Janet and Joan are placing a meal on the table, but they won't leave until they get to see his cat.
We love your house.
I love your house.
And your cat.
The sisters take on the Meals on Wheels shift once a week, and they're not planning to stop anytime soon. Here's Joan.
We missed it when we didn't do it.
Yeah, we did. That's what
I missed some of the people. I felt more close to.
Have a good day. Take care. Okay. Bye-bye.
To them, it's not just about putting food on the table. It's a meaningful way to connect with people during a time of intense isolation. Haley O'Brien, WLVR News.